earlier this summer, I was in contact with City Administrator Crawford about the Colmar, that we were near the contract max for our engineering agreement. At that time, with Gwen's assistance, we submitted a cost share request to the Department of Water Resource for cost share for that, as well as cost share for the final design for Phase 4. As you recall, for Phase 4, we were working on that 3 years ago, and at the same time with that, we were working on the No Rise for Phase 4, and basically paused that effort, and some of the design efforts for that were not complete, and all the efforts for that were turned towards the Colmar. So the efforts for this amendment would be to finalize the Colmar, which, as I reported at the last commission meeting, all the technical data has been reviewed and approved, and we're now currently in the notification of the public of the Colmar updates for that. For the final design, again, this final design is included in your packet. Will basically take the final design of the flood walls and flood levee from the hub map to the substation over on East Main Street, which will be a complete system, as well as the utility work. And then in discussion with City Administrator Crawford and Clint, some of the preliminary design that was done with the former City Administrator had some of the street improvements been done with utility trenches and mill and overlay. Through discussion with the city staff, we're going to redesign those to be complete reconstruction in the areas that we're doing this utility trenches. So there's some updates that need to be done to the plans to incorporate that work through the cost share to the state. And then some of the major rework that needs to be done for the updates, or some of the updates that need to be done for the final design, is to incorporate the mitigation for the rise as part of the Colmar efforts we're doing. That includes the bank cutbacks along the 4th Street corridor, as well as the design of the rehab or modifications at the mill dam structure. So that's all going to be incorporated into the final design for the Phase 4 project. Pending the approval of the Colmar, the plan would be to work in parallel with the final design for this Phase 4 project, and then hope to have a final bid package to go out sometime next spring, so that we can have construction start hopefully in 2024, if not early 2025. So, I guess in summary, with the cost share request, this was approved here on August 10th at 85% cost share for design efforts. The local share would be at 15% cost share for the design efforts.
Gwen, you comfortable with everything there?
Yeah, we were on that State Water Commission meeting and it went really smooth for our side, and the money part wasn't changing. It's combining everything. The only thing that was really different that we weren't aware of the first time, which Brenda was told about today, was about the street projects, meaning some of them needing to be reconstructed versus just some of the more minor repairs that had first been done. But it was just based off of, we went strictly off of Clint and looked at the times and the length of time of the stuff that was underneath with utilities there, and they just felt that for the money that was the right thing to do. We'll have some more final stuff done when they get more of the plans done, but that will change then our 6-year plan.
So while the street is open, they're doing more work.
The utility work we had planned to do before, and I think part of the reason why we are proposing to do more of the street work instead of just kind of a patch job is that when we've done some of the other phases, we've kind of migrated towards recon or doing more street work with that project and essentially change ordering the work on after the fact, because you're essentially tearing on most of the street anyway, and we're doing a haul road restoration because you have the street torn open anyway. So it's better to be proactive and plan for it up front instead of doing it after the fact and having those costs come to you afterwards. So let's get the cost share request up front instead of afterwards. So,
and that is what has happened on the last few projects, is it started one way and then in the end turned out to be a recon. So like you said, it's just getting it in front of the...
And is the 85-15 cost share kind of run of the mill now? And they're including design with that?
85% cost share for design efforts, and then once we get to construction phase, then it is 80%. And all the discussions they keep talking about, they ask this again last week, or yeah, that is Valley City still at the 85% of the sales due to the Devil's Lake outlet, and they still continue to repeat that this is the cost share that Valley City has and will continue. So
yeah, and they're not lowering it.
Yeah,
because that's one of the things that we're very strongly
so it is so it's 85% for design, 80% for construction, and 75% for the buyouts.